today's exercise on the tabletop, this gave everyone a chance to learn some new things. How about you?
Oh, I learn a lot every time we have one of these. This was a great group, a really diverse group. We had pork producers, we had pork association, we had county emergency managers, state emergency managers, as well as animal health people. So I learned some new things about just technical aspects of depopulation and disposal that we'll take back to the office and consider. And, you know, things about animal husbandry and about the layout of some of these farms and the proximity and just how much could be impacted, even with a small area.
One thing that I noticed, that there were a lot of good questions that were directed at you, and you've got some homework to do.
Oh, yes. There's always a lot more questions than we have answers for. Foot and mouth disease or a foreign animal disease outbreak would be a big issue for us. Tammy mentioned earlier this morning, agriculture is an $88 billion industry. There's a lot of moving parts. So we definitely always have homework to do. We're lucky we have a lot of great technical experts to help us, both in the state and at the federal level, but always a lot of questions to bring back and huddle over.
Were you able to identify any areas that you want to go back to the office and say, okay, we learned this, we need to fix this?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think the biggest question always is depopulation of animals. Our overall goal is to control a disease outbreak and prevent it from spreading. And right now, depopulation of the initial farms is the best tool we have. It's not great. We don't want to be killing animals unnecessarily, but if it's an infected farm, that's the best way we know of to limit the spread of disease. What we need to work harder on, I think, or work more creatively on, is ways to humanely do that, ways to dispose of these animals, and ways to keep low-risk animals and products moving onto their destination so we can keep some business continuity.